This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A U.S. official says some of the thousands of Haitian migrants who crossed from Mexico into a Texas border camp were flown back to their poverty-stricken homeland on Sunday by the United States in an effort to deter others from crossing into the country. Many of the migrants have lived in Latin America for years, but now are seeking asylum in the United States as economic opportunities in Brazil and elsewhere dry up. Thousands have been living under and near a bridge in the Texas border city of Del Rio. Some said the recent devastating earthquake in Haiti and the assassination of President Jovenel Moise make them afraid to return to a country that seems more unstable now than when they left. Haitian Prime Minister Ariel Henry wrote Sunday on Twitter that he's concerned about conditions at the border camp and the migrants would be welcomed back. Another Haitian political leader questioned Sunday whether the nation could handle an influx of returning migrants and said the government should stop the repatriation. The United Nations on Sunday condemned Yemeni rebels' execution of 9 people for their alleged involvement in the killing of a top Houthi leader. The Iran-backed Houthis are battling the Yemeni government, backed by a Saudi-led military coalition, for control of the impoverished country. The rebels said they executed the 9 individuals on Saturday for their involvement in the killing of the Houthis' Supreme Political Council in a 2018 airstrike, which was claimed by Saudi Arabia. They were among 16 people convicted by a court. A UN spokeswoman said the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres deeply regrets the executions, adding that one of the people was reportedly a minor at the time of